The 2009 election is the first in which voters who grew up out of the shadow of apartheid are registered in sufficient numbers that their choices will influence the outcome of the election. The questions have been, will they vote? And if so, will they follow their parents' voting patterns? There seems little doubt they will vote. Unlike the past two general elections, young voters have shown a lot of interest in the election campaign. Pumoto, a 19-year-old first-time voter and college student, tells VOA the election is a hot topic among his friends and schoolmates.
Even my roommate, he says he's going to vote. I'm with him now. Yeah, they're also interested because long term they were waiting for this day.
For young people like Pumoto and his roommate Peace, education and job creation are important.
Yeah, even a job is important because if we get a job, which means poverty is going to decrease, you know.
Parties have been hotly competing for young voters, and Jacob Zuma said on the last day of campaigning that he expected most of them to vote for his African National Congress.
Many South Africans lost their lives fighting for freedom and the right to vote, and our youth must never take this right for granted. We are confident of taking a huge slice of the youth vote in the country tomorrow.
But young voters appear to be divided about their choices. Pumoto, who this year came from Limpopo province to study in Johannesburg, says his vote will go for change. His friend Peace says he will be voting for the ANC. Aubrey Machitki of the University of Witwatersrand Center for Policy Studies tells VOA there's no doubt generational pressures are beginning to build in South African politics. He says younger voters are becoming more and more distant from apartheid and cannot be appealed to in terms of the liberation struggle.
And this generation of South African voters, I think, will in future, starting with this election, be making its political choices on considerations other than the role played by the ANC in that liberation struggle.
Machitki says that political parties will in future have to pay close attention to the views and aspirations of these voters and tailor their political programs accordingly. Delia Robertson, VOA News, Johannesburg.